the meeting of the Pacifica Governance Committee on July 16th. Paul, would you call the roll?
Okay. Nia Bediako.
Present.
Wesley Bethune. Christopher Condon. Brian Edwards Tekert. Sharna Gluck.
Here.
Vajra Kilgour. Bette King.
Chris Condon.
Okay. Lizette King. Mark Paul Martin here. Sean Casey O'Brien.
Present.
George Ryder.
Here.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Present.
Joseph Wanzala.
Here.
Ted Weisgold.
Yep. Here.
Four, five, six, seven, eight. No, we have nine. It's
quorum.
Okay. The first item on the agenda is, of course, setting the agenda.
I wasn't called on the roll.
Chris, it was. Yeah, you just came on right after it. Gotcha.
Did Lizette join us?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Lizette.
I did announce.
Ted had wanted to move that we, as a trial, we do the meeting without time limits on the items. I'm willing to try it if you are, and on that basis, I asked to put the first thing on the item is deciding whether or not to do that. I'm gonna put a time limit on doing that of say 8 minutes.
I'd like to speak to that, George. Sure.
I want Ted to motivate it first before we speak to it. The way it works, well, Ted, if that's all right, we'll. And so I'm not going to put time limits on anything else until we decide we want to do whether we want to do it or not. And so if that's all right, I'll ask Ted to motivate his motion.
That'd be recognized,
George. George, this is Nia.
Yes.
I object to that. Could I say why?
Object to which?
Nail trap.
To not putting time limits on these things.
Well, that's what he wanted to discuss. So let me ask him to motivate that. And if the committee doesn't want to do it, we won't do it. That's all.
Okay. And then I was on the list for that.
Okay.
And so we're going to do that for 8 minutes. And by the way,
yes.
Do we need a timer?
If you would, Sean, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. And I don't see many times on the agenda.
There aren't any. If Ted's motion fails, we'll put times on it all.
Okay, so 8 minutes, though, for Ted, or no time limit?
Eight minutes for Ted.
Thank you very much.
For Ted's motion.
For Ted's motion, yes.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And you tell me when you want to start.
Okay. Ted, are you ready to motivate this?
Sure.
Okay, let's start.
Okay, does anybody object?
Yes.
Why?
Why? Because, I mean, I have no objection.
I'm waiting for the chair to call on us. Yes. Can you take a stack, please?
Yeah. Sharna, and then Nia.
And then Sean.
And then Sean.
I object because unless we prioritize what we absolutely want to get done, we won't get anything done. We could just talk endlessly about any particular agenda item. I think that we first need to decide, what do we want to accomplish tonight? What items are critical to discuss at any particular time? Prioritize those in terms of the order on the agenda and put times on them so that we try our best to get through the most critical issues.
Who also is objecting?
Yes. I as a governance committee, we have such a big responsibility. I think that would not be the wisest use of our time, because then you can't call the question. So we could just filibuster all night on one item. And we have a lot of things, you know, from what people have been writing back and forth that we need to discuss. So I think just so it's more organized It's more fair. And just so we, like I said, we could cover a variety of topics.
Sean.
Yeah, my question is very simple and perhaps it's a point of information for Ted, but if we were to do as you propose, how would we know when debate is over?
We'd stop talking and vote, which we could do on this thing right now. We've got three people who have said that they don't like it. The bottom line is it's the rules that we really are supposed to follow. It's what's in Roberts, and anything we do that is contrary, and anything we do unrelated to this particular issue is suspect because we're not following the rules that we say we will abide by. We can, as I wrote earlier today, maybe some of you didn't see it, someone can, in the middle of all this, move to postpone consideration of the question. Even the chair can put that forth. The motion does not require a second. If the majority wants to move on to something else because we've reached a point where an impasse, then we can postpone it to a later time, moving it to the bottom of the stack and come back at it later. But I think you'll find that this will work. We will waste less time setting time limits. We will waste less time taking roll call votes on extending the debate. We can just shut up right now and vote on this thing. But it really shouldn't even be voted on. It is what's in Roberts. And we say we will follow Roberts. And committees, as someone said last month, committees cannot set their own rules. It's really outside of the rules for us to even be voting on this. But George, as chair, is trying to be fair. And I think the spirit of what we're doing probably is that we should vote on it because the National Board really should review this and see that this business of time limits is wrong, and we can really get through this a lot more stuff a lot faster, in my opinion. Now, everybody has to speak once, and then when they finish, it goes to the next person, and the chair has to keep track of who has spoken once, because you can't speak twice until everyone else has spoken once. And a person can't say, well, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, and count to a million reasons why I'm opposed to this. If they start doing that, the chair can call them out of order for being dilatory. You know, the bottom line is the chair has the power to say, hey, you're really not being fair, and that's the ultimate rule within Roberts. I'm done.
If I may, Mr. Chair, just another point of information for Ted. Ted, wouldn't you fear under such a system that a ruthless majority could quickly call the question, you know, within a minute or two of the debate, and thereby never allow the minority to fully air what they want to talk about?
I don't think we have that here. I think we have people who are committed to the Pacifica mission. That's why we're on this committee. And I think that we ought to follow the rules and assume that everybody is here in good faith.
Harpal for the stack, please.
Harpal?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I'm against this because, well, other people have said it. We have to prioritize. But it's a committee, and a committee has a right to determine how it uses its time. And we can't determine how we use our time if we can't set time limits on things. You know, if it is useless to set up a prioritized list of what we'll get to and then not put any times on it, because that means the only thing that's going to count is the first one, maybe two items, because they can just stay there. Now, yes, sometimes you might be able to get through an entire list of items that way, but most of the time, in my experience, you don't. You stall on it. This is not theoretical. I've been through enough meetings in my life to know that if you don't put times on them, everybody talks forever and it goes, and you need to put times or you're screwed. Also,
can we call
I'm hearing
the question?
Citations about Robert's Rules of Order, but a citation requires a page and line number. So I'd like to hear
how this is against Roberts.
I call the question.
Well, you can't call the question.
Yeah,
when we run out of time, they'll take the vote. But Ted, I don't hear you getting any support for this. If it's all right with you,
I call the question. We're operating under the rules we'd always operated under so far.
The question is called when the time runs out.
1 minute and 10 seconds, Mr. Chair.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak for this? Okay. Hearing none, I'm going to assume that there's no support for this, and I'd like to move on. Is there any objection to doing that? Okay. Hearing none, then. There are two items that I think are urgent. One is we need procedures for a recall election. We just had an aborted one attempted at KPFA. I understand there's a recall petition at BAI. In fact, the bylaws are almost silent on just how do you do it. And so I would like to make that as the first item and give it 15 minutes.
Jan?
Excuse me, Mr. Chair, have we approved this agenda?
No, we haven't. We're setting the order and they're going to set times.
I just wanted to be clear. Are we going to put times on everything?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
That's what we just decided.
Thank you for the clarification.
Okay. Let me finish, Lizette. Then we can decide on the order. The other thing that I think is needed is a discussion of what to do with a LSB that won't follow the directions of the PNB. We have the situation, again, at KPFA on the Noel Hanrahan item that was brought up again at the PNB. The motion was tabled. That is to say, what was brought up at the PNB was that, yes, indeed, we did mean with the previous motion.
Wait, you're telling us the substance of things. Can we just have the items?
Well, I want to motivate the urgency for it, and this is sort of my report. So let me finish that, if it's all right. You may recall that we passed a motion a while back deciding how one should handle a change of status, and that motion implied that Noel Hanrahan should be put back on the LSB. They didn't do it. We passed another motion saying, yes, indeed, we did mean that. That motion was tabled at the PNB meeting. Subsequently...
Point of order, Chair, you're discussing the substance.
This is a report of what happened. I'm not discussing the substance of anything. I'm just telling you what happened at the PNB and why I think it's urgent.
Exactly.
Our legal counsel said, you know, you don't have to pass this second motion saying, yes, indeed, we really meant it. They have to do it, and if they don't, you can file a lawsuit against them, which we really don't want to do. That's why I think it is important that we discuss how do we handle the situation in ways that avoid getting us into lawsuits. Okay, those are the two things that I think are most urgent.
Yeah, so let's move those to the top.
I would then like to talk about the item that I think is urgent.
Okay,
is the way in which policies, procedures, and bylaws are being violated by the PMB and by members of the foundation, both governance and management. I think that is part and parcel of the same issue. We've got a problem of people not following the kinds of policies and bylaws and practices that are part of the foundation. And since you spent time motivating yours, if necessary, I will spend more time motivating this. But to me, this is, and to the people that I am in touch with, this is of the utmost importance.
Anything else people think is urgent?
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
If
Nia, ask Lizette, please.
Yes.
Sorry, Lizette.
The question is, do we have anything in writing? By that I mean, do we have a motion with the proposals in it as to how we deal with these things, especially with the first?
Yes, I do. I sent it out around 4:30.
Oh, you did?
And it's also on the KPFTX site. I'm not sure about that. I had some problems with it. I'm not sure either got there, but it was sent out in the mail anyway.
And my motion was sent out yesterday.
This is Tracy from KPFA.
Nia's next. You're okay. You're right after that, Tracy.
Okay. Two questions. I just want to say.
Tracy, Nia has the floor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'd like to add a motion of rules, you know, policies in reference to filling vacancies on the PNB. I think that, too, is critical to follow up on what Sherna just said. So I would like to put that on the agenda right after the with recall, then Sherna's, and then mine could be number three for 20 minutes or 15 minutes.
So your suggestion is rules for filling vacant terms on PNB.
Yeah.
Okay.
Point of order.
Yes.
Point of order.
Paul.
Yeah, the way we're going about this is not so good. The general way we do it is to bring something prepared and somebody moves to pass the agenda, and then we can move things around. Right now, people are throwing stuff in, and, you know, people are behaving as if we're amending a motion. There's no motion yet. I suggest that what the chair sent out earlier be moved as an agenda, and that then we start moving stuff around in it?
Well, I thought that's what we were doing, Paul. I thought that that's what we were doing. We're on approving the agenda. What's in front of us is everything I sent out.
Okay, you have moved that. Okay.
Yes.
And then we need to vote on amendments. We can't just pile the amendments up.
Well, I'm trying to get a sense of what we want to do first. So I'm asking people to speak to that. And so Sherna and Nia have spoken to it. As have I. Is there anybody else who has a high priority item that they want to move to the front?
This is Tracy from Berkeley. I just want to say, and I'm not in front of a computer right now, so it doesn't matter. But last month I asked to be added to the listserv so I would get the agenda items, and I'm still not added. So none of these motions that you all have sent out have been sent to me.
What's your email? You're not in front of a computer?
No, so it's not going to help for this meeting, but for the future, it'd be nice. It is TRACYROSE@gmail.com.
It's not great to do it over the streaming call.
Well, that's all right.
It's done.
Okay, my apologies, Tracy. I think that's my responsibility, and I somehow wasn't aware of it.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so anybody else has a high priority item?
My priority is if you can send that the motion again for me.
We can't hear you, Lisa.
My priority is if you could send those motions again for me. I can't find them.
Just a moment.
Sorry.
You can't find the file with the procedures for recall.
No. When did you send them?
I sent it at 5:31.
No.
Okay, I'm going to send it again.
You're checking every hour or more.
Okay, so what I heard was there wasn't any disagreement about the recall being first. There was some disagreement about what should be second, third, and fourth.
Mr. Chair, I don't have any disagreement with anything. What I'd like to do, or what I'd like you to do, is just read the new order, and if we can agree to that and approve an agenda, then we can move into the substance of these things, because we're eating up time here.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm just saying.
Okay. So the first item I would like to give 15 minutes to, which is the procedures for recall.
Yeah, just read us the new order. That's what I'd
well,
like to...
Well, we have to decide the new order. I can't decide it myself. You all have to decide it. I would like to have the second item for 20 minutes to be what to do about LSBs that don't do what the PMB asks, and I haven't made a motion for that.
Well, George, I would suggest that this is really part and parcel of the same thing that I am raising.
Well, I want to argue that it's not.
Okay.
That it's really not a statement about they're not doing the right things. It's what are we going to do about the fact that they're not doing the right things? So you have a whole you have a series of items that are you point out of are persistent violations of the bylaws. And in the end, you say, well, in that case, we're going to do something about it. But we need to talk about what to do about it. And that's the substance of what I wanted to do. I don't have any problem with making your motion and Nia's motion come right after that.
I would like 20 minutes.
So moved.
Chris Condon, if I may speak, I have objection to other motions being put ahead of number two. That's been sitting there for some time. In my opinion, it's more important than all of these motions, which seem to seek to regulate the behavior of others.
Okay. So you would like your motion to go where?
I'd like it to stay where it is. I would like number one to be moved down. I don't think that's very important right now.
And you'd like number two to be number one?
Yes, or else have it stay the way it is.
Chair?
Yes, who's that?
This is the governance committee, and the items that we're talking about that you just indicated as 1, 2, 3, and 4 are precisely the items that the governance committee should be discussing. My motion that has been there even longer than Chris's on code of conduct, I'm letting it go because I think there are critical governance issues that we need to be discussing. There is no imminent emergency with regard to the motion that Chris has put forward. It's not that I don't support it, but it is not necessary at this point where there are other necessary critical issues before us.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
We're running into a problem here where everybody's just arguing and we're going to go in circles.
Speak up, please.
If the chair has moved the original thing that was in there, we need to make specific amendments and deal with them, not pile up one amendment after another.
I am trying to do that, R. Paul, and there are people have different sense of what they want to do, and I wanted to get that out on the table beforehand. So Chris. We've all heard what you had to say and where you would like the motion, and I also feel that it's important that we get to some of these things that have been on there for a while. What I'd like to do is to first of all, we've been going till about 10:15. Can we do that tonight? Is there any objection to going till 10:15? That gives us an hour and 10 minutes.
I probably have to go off at 7 if the other people for my meeting show up because I chair it.
Okay.
Sharon, is that the Program Oversight Committee meeting tonight?
Yes.
And is that at the station?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, George, I would like to move that your proposal of what items 1, 2, 3, and 4 are be accepted. And then we could put it to a vote and either move on or continue to debate this.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay. Is there any objection to that?
The secretary objects because I've got the first two. Could somebody give me what three
yes.
four are?
Number three is Sharon's motion. And number four is Nia's motion.
What is Cerner's on the original thing you sent out?
Cerner's on the original thing I sent out is
number 10 because it
number 10
came in yesterday.
Number 10 on all of that is now you're proposing be number 3.
That's correct.
Okay.
And Nia's wasn't actually on the agenda.
And what is the time on this particular item?
Okay, so my suggestion is 15 minutes for the procedures, 20 minutes for what to do about an LSB that won't...
I have the 15 and 20 minutes on
okay.
the first thing.
Sure,
I had requested 20, too.
one to you all.
It's 20, 40, 55. That leaves no time for NIAs. How about if we make sure it's 15 and we make the LSB 15 and NIAs gets, that's 30, 45, NIAs gets, how about we give NIAs 10? I would like to, can we give NIA 5 and Chris 5?
I object to that. That was not my motion.
You're right.
Was for the four items, not, but I didn't deal with time. But I would suggest that your item about the LSBs not following direction shouldn't take that much time, because I think Ted presented a very wise suggestion. So,
well, I disagree. How about 15 minutes for that? 15 minutes for Scherner's motion and 10 minutes for NIA's motion.
What is NIA's motion?
NIA's motion is to discuss replacements on PNV.
That's 15.
10 for that. I'm trying to keep it to 55 minutes. Is there any objection to that as it stands?
I'm sorry, my daughter's in the background.
Okay. Hearing none.
All right. That means we have four agenda items.
We have four agenda items, and the first one is...
And adjourning at 15.
George?
Well, actually, yes.
George, this is Nia.
Yes.
Just point of order.
Yes.
Okay. The motion is on qualifications to the PND.
Okay.
The qualifications to sit on the PNB. I don't know, what you said didn't sound like what I said.
I thought it was replacements. I thought that's what your motion was.
If that's what I said, then I would admit qualifications to sit
okay.
on the PNB.
I'm not sure what you mean by that, but you can explain it and motivate it when we get to it.
Okay.
Okay, those are the items. Let's begin with the question about procedures for a recall. You should have all have by now the
time on that again, Mr.
15 minutes.
Thank you, sir.
You should have it now, both as a PNB and as an inclusion. How should we go about this? What I've done here is to try to take out of the bylaws what is in there that it needs to be present in the procedures, and to put in some more that that actually makes it clear how you're supposed to go about doing this. So there are some time limits here, and a sequence of things that have to be done. The first time limit is that, well, the first thing that has to happen is a recall petition is sent to the secretary of the LSB. That's in the bylaws. The secretary will forward it within 2 days to the general manager. That 2 days is my sense of, you know, how long it takes to forward something, a generous time. The general manager will have 10 working days from receipt of the petition to certify that the names on the petition are authentic and of sufficient number to satisfy the bylaw requirement of 2% of the membership of the class of the delegate or delegates. So again, that's my sense of, that's 2 weeks of time to check the list of names on the petition against the membership list, either of the staff or of the listeners, and to see if it meets the number and if the people who signed it really are members of the class. The next step is for the GM to notify the secretary of the LSB that he's done that, and when he does that, that becomes the record date for the recall election, which has a role in the bylaws.
George, can I ask you a
yes.
clarification question?
Sure. No, please do ask as we're going along.
My question is, do the bylaws specify, I did not have time to look this up, that it's the role of the GM?
No, they don't. They don't say who's supposed to do most of this.
Okay, so at some point, I guess I would like a discussion of why it's appropriate for the GM rather than the chair of the LSV to do it.
Well, because the GM has access to the list, basically, and in fact, what happened at KPFA was that it was Lemlem who actually, in this case, it was a staff election, and she essentially has to certify the staff membership list anyway.
This is Tracy at KPFA.
Yes.
At some point, I'd like to weigh in a little. I think some of the things that you're saying, George, need a little refinement.
That's good. That's what we're doing this for. Anyway,
okay. Finish.
Okay. Once a record date has been set, the secretary then notifies the chair of the PNB, who has the responsibility for seeing to it, that's in the bylaws too, that the recall election would be held. The chair then has to notify the delegate or delegates who are being recalled or subject to recall of the record date so they know when that is. And the significance of that is between 45 and 60 days from the record date, the ballots have to be distributed. So that's the time period. Well, that's when the clock starts running. The next item I put on there, the chair of the PNB shall appoint an agent to supervise the conduction of the election or otherwise see that the election is conducted fairly. So I didn't really limit the chair of the PNB very much in that, but what Grace has done has been to appoint essentially local election supervisors to do the job. The ballots are to be distributed between 45 and 65 days from the record date. That is part of the bylaws. They are to be returned within 21 days of their mailing date. There's nothing in the bylaws. I made that up. It seemed like a reasonable amount of time. There's not a lot of issues here, really. I mean, there may be issues, but there are not a lot of candidates anyway. The ballot will consist of the text of the recall petition exactly as submitted, together with a statement from the delegate subject to recall of no more than 800 words. The 800 is obviously arbitrary. Fairness, it seems to me, is that the person being recalled should have to respond only to exactly what's in the petition, and that's all that should go out is the petition and what they say. And that the ballot will have only two possibilities, yes for recall and no for not. Delegates subject to recall and petitioners shall have equal access to the mailing list for the eligible members. And here's another one. All recall elections must be completed prior to 21 days before the date for sending out of ballots for a general election if any delegate subject to recall is up for election in that general election. The idea there was that you don't want to allow the possibility of a recall petition biasing and affecting the general election. The election, and by this I mean the recall election, will be subject to the quorum rules of the class, and the recall will be deemed to have failed if a quorum is not reached. And again, that seems to me the obvious thing to do. If a quorum isn't reached, then obviously people aren't that interested, and we can't hold the election, so that seemed reasonable to me. Okay, so all of that, I would appreciate any of your thoughts about any of that, and I'll take a stack for it.
I'd like to be on the stack.
Sherna?
Chris.
Paul.
Chris.
Paul.
Mia.
Paul.
Mia. Tracy.
Mia. Tracy. Okay.
I don't have, the only problem I have with this is a governance issue. And I don't think the GM can authorize the checking of the status of the people, but I think it should be the chair of the LSB to whom this goes and who initiates the process and who notifies the PNB and separate out the task of checking the records. That's what the GM would order to do. But this is a governance issue. We are constantly conflating management and governance. And I think we have to really be very careful.
Okay.
But I have no problem with any of this, except that I would change it to the chair of the local LSV, unless, of course, they are the ones that are being targeted.
Okay. Chris?
I have a question. Is this intended to apply to LSV members where a recall election would then have to be conducted by the same as an LSV election?
No, it isn't. The recall election is not conducted like an LSB election.
No, but is that it's still the class of members at,
yes,
for an LSB,
yes,
member would be the whole membership of the particular station.
No, if it's a listener member, it's the listeners. If it's a staff member, it's the staff.
But if it was a listener, I mean, a staff is a small enough group to manage such a thing. But if you were recalling an LSB member, you'd have to have a whole election by the listeners, wouldn't you?
Yes.
It seems.
Yes,
like-
and it's expensive, and but there it is. It's in the bylaws, and we pretty much have to do it.
Well, clarification, it's 2%, though, not 10%, as for the...
I said 2%.
But I don't know that Chris heard or understood that.
It's quorum is 10... Well, anyway, our poll. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, well, 2% is the petitions. Then
yes,
you have to get a majority of a quorum.
Right.
To remove anybody.
That's right.
Okay, a couple of things here. I have not had a chance to really read this, but... one thing that's sort of bothering me up here, just the wording, conduction, I can't, that usage sounds terrible. How about, let's see, it says, the PNB shall appoint an agent to supervise the conduction. How about to supervise, instead of to supervise the conduction, to supervise the recall procedure?
Fine. Got it.
Point of information?
Yep.
Are any of the people being recalled running in this election cycle?
Well, I don't know, actually.
I'm actually not done yet, but...
Would anyone
okay, go ahead,
KPFA know on this call?
Let Arpol finish.
Sorry, Arpol, I thought you were finished. I apologize.
No, that was one part of it. The other thing is 21 days sounds amazingly short. Everything has to be returned within 21 days of a mailing date. That's 3 weeks. And you're not stipulating how it's done. If somebody mails it out in bulk, people aren't going to be getting it for 21 days after the mailing date. So those are details there.
What would you suggest?
Georgia, point of order.
Yes.
Could Arpol please speak up, because maybe everybody else can hear him clearly. I can't.
Okay. I'm saying that 21 days is also problematical. I don't know off the top of my head.
Go again.
But
okay.
You should certainly stipulate that it has to be done first-class mail, I should think, because otherwise, I think the elections have been screwed up by bulk mail in the past, but
yeah.
And I'm trying to think of 21 days and how long would it take and people looking at it. I would.
Okay, I get it.
A month,
it's questionable.
Like that.
Okay. Anything else?
No, not right now.
Okay, Nia.
Okay. I'm really, for the first time, looking at this. I'm okay up to the point where it says, the chair of the PNB shall appoint an agent to supervise the conduction of the election. I think we should be consistent with the election process where the ED appoints an agent.
Well, the bylaws actually say that it's the PNB that's responsible, so... The chair could ask the ED to do it, but so I left it vague. The chair has to make it happen, because that is in the bylaws. How they make it happen is not really specified.
It's in the bylaws that what? That
the PNB is responsible.
Responsible for?
Conducting the recall election.
Okay. What section of the... Well, I don't remember. Okay. I'm not disputing it. I just don't remember. I just don't remember that. And then I have I have another question.
Mm-hmm.
Here locally, as everyone knows, that there are petitions out there to recall two people. The
right.
Local election supervisor told me personally, so it's not hearsay, that I asked him, was Gail Blasey going to be at the station? She is the LSB secretary. He said no, she would not be there, but that he would accept that. Because I wrote to Les, I asked Les for a process and timeline for the recall, to which I got no answer. It's been over a week. So he now, he meaning the local election supervisor, has those recall sheets. So I would like to know, how do we address this?
Well, the reason we're doing this right now is because that recall was put in place before there were any. We didn't have anything in place, really. And so it was all being made up. I don't know who you spoke to, but the original recall, the original supervisor for that election was replaced because, in fact, it was becoming problematic.
That I wrote to the National Election Supervisor, Les Radke, and I spoke to the local election supervisor, Ethan Young.
They're not to be directly involved in this. This is a separate item altogether, separate election supervisor. It's not the local supervisor.
Okay. So should those be retrieved from the local election supervisor, and what's to be done with them?
Well, I want to do the procedure now. They have to be somehow retrieved and given to the new person. There has been someone hired again to do that, to be the person supervising. Tracy, are you there? Tracy?
Oh, she said she had to go off at 6:30.
I think, yeah, what was your question, George?
I didn't have a question. I was
she wanted to get some input.
Yeah.
I think she had to leave, I guess.
I'm sorry we didn't get to her. I wish I'd known.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I'll write her an email.
A point of information, and perhaps, Joe, you can answer us. The two people who are subject to recall right now, are they running in this next election cycle?
No. One of them is termed out, and one of them doesn't have to run because their term is still
overlapping.
Yeah, another year after this one.
Right. Okay, so that part of the guidelines doesn't apply here. That's what I wanted to find out.
Right.
Okay. A point of order.
I'm not sure this is right for WBAI.
What's your point of order, Sherna?
Everyone's talking as if all the listeners on the stream know who the two people are. I think it's critical that if we keep referencing that everyone knows who the two people are, that they be named and the LSV in question.
I think that would be prejudicial, and I don't think
exactly
get into that kind of slander on the.
That's right. Meeting. Absolutely, you're setting.
I don't think it's necessary for our discussion that they be named. Okay, I've got your comments. Is there anything else? And how far are we on time?
You are perfect, Mr. Chair. It just hit zero.
Okay. This will be brought forth at the
No, I would like to amend that the role of the GM be changed to the chair of the LSB.
Well, how about if I have the chair of the LSB will request of the general manager?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's fine.
George, just a point of information.
Yes.
Where you have here, all recall elections must be completed prior to 21 days before the date of sending out of ballots.
Right.
Are they going to be sent out? I don't understand. Are we going to be paying double to do this?
We
have to
yes.
pay these people. So how?
Yes, that's correct.
So why not? Why not integrate it into the election?
It's
taken
well, away. Because it's prejudicial. And the bylaws are also pretty clear about keeping these two things separate.
It's prejudicial.
I mean, the National Election Supervisor, for instance, is not to be the supervisor for this.
Right.
So it's really a separate procedure, and it would be prejudicial to put them in the two things. So, you know, for people who didn't know anything, seeing a ballot in which, on the one hand, you're asked to vote for somebody, on the other hand, they're subject to a recall.
Yeah, it's not.
It's a little weird.
But George, I guess I'm confused. So please clear things up for me. You're saying that 21 days before, it's not prejudicial? I don't understand that. It, no matter when you do it, it's going to be prejudicial.
Well, it isn't on the same ballot, and people who... certainly there's some truth in that, and people who are paying attention, it probably doesn't matter. But there'll be a lot of people who aren't paying attention, and they'll see the ballot for the first time for the election. And it's I hear what you're saying about the economy of. I mean, this is going to cost a lot of money. It's true, unfortunately, I don't see much way around that. It would be accidental in any case if the timing of the recall election was consistent with the timing of the general election.
We had time on this item.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on to Scherner's motion. Scherner, you want to
what is the time on this?
15 minutes.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
We didn't pass anything.
Yeah.
I didn't really ask you to pass it.
Okay.
I wanted your opinions on it. I'll bring it forth as with the suggestions that were made to the PNB at the in-person meeting, and we'll go from there.
But in that case, of course, you're going to put it forth as a personal thing and not something from the committee.
I'll put it forth as personal as this.
Point of information, you can still talk about what was discussed in governance.
Yes, that's right. That we discussed it in committee, and this is.
But it's not from the committee, then, in that case.
That's right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Scherner?
Okay. Does everyone have this? I sent it out at 5 o'clock, 3 o'clock my time yesterday. Select motion on adherence to bylaws, policies.
I'm sorry.
Next is number two is response to PNB's refusal to follow directions.
Right. It's not. I'm sorry. That's my mistake. That's correct. And let me pose the question again. Essentially, what I'm asking for is a discussion here, and some brainstorming about what to do. If you think it's an issue, I think it's a serious issue. I already said what's happening at KPFA, basically refusal to put Noel Hanrahan back on the KPFA LSB, despite the PNB's clear message to do so, and they won't do it. We've also had the case at PFW where. PFW was asked to retally the ballots for an election because there was one member. This is an election to the PNB. One of the people wasn't eligible. That was decided after he was elected, and it was the PNB asked them to use the STV to recount the ballots with him out of the mix, which would have been easily done. They essentially refused to do it. And that seat has been open until the last PNB meeting a few days ago. That's essentially resolved. The situation at KPFA isn't resolved. My sense is it's really critical because it has to do with the relative powers of the PNB and the LSBs. It's the political issue is one of sort of local independence versus really having a network. So I just like your thinking about what to do in that situation. How do we resolve such a situation?
Sean,
and I'll take a stack for that.
Sean for the stack.
Great. Yeah. Let me say I have one suggestion, which is that the members from that listening area, the PNB members from that listening area. Would be denied a vote on the PNB until such time as the LSB complied. That was one suggestion. I see problems with it, but it at least responds. So, Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, we really have one of two alternatives here. One is just as we did, we seat the person next in line, who is rightfully next in line to be seated because of an ineligible candidate before him, which is what we did, and then our only really other alternative is to go to court and get an injunction and let the, if the LSB doesn't want to do it, then they can be held in contempt of court and the chair can go to jail. And remember, I'm not talking about a long, drawn-out legal procedure here. An injunction is granted. Temporary injunctions are granted very quickly and take very little paperwork when you have good counsels such as as Pacifica. So we really have one of two alternatives. The first one we have done, and I'm happy about that. We avoid court. But if we have to go the other alternative, let's get an injunction and let a judge deal with it.
I'd like to be in the stack at some point, George, sure enough.
There is no stack, so you're next to me.
I have asked to be on the stack. This is Chris, George.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chris. I didn't hear you. Anybody else I missed?
I did. Lizette.
That was Lizette. Yeah, I did hear you, Lizette. Sorry. So it's Chris, Lizette, and then Sherna.
Our Paul, too?
What?
Our Paul, then.
I believe I was before.
You weren't before Lizette, I know that. And Chris apparently was before Lizette. So it's Chris, Lizette, Sherna, and our Paul. Go ahead, Chris.
I would like to, before I state my opinion, I'd like to ask a question. And of George, I guess that would be a point of information. What authority does the PNB have here that already exists, aside from creating a new authority?
Well, the LSBs are committees of the PNB. They pretty much need to do what we tell them to do. it's sort of like that. The election situation is a little bit different, but the situation at KPFA is it's a clear case of these are the rules set by the PNB. The PNB is the body that's supposed to set the rules. You're a member of this organization. You need to follow the rules. I mean, it's that simple.
I would like to speak to that. I favor your suggestion. I think that Sean Casey O'Brien made a good suggestion, but there is an intermediate step that should come before that, and that is simply to say that the PNB delegates from that station are not going to be able to vote or participate in proceedings until that LSB comes in line.
Do you like that idea?
Yeah.
Okay. Was that?
It has teeth.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Chris, finish what you're saying.
It has teeth.
Yes.
It's against the bylaws.
Can I ask that people speak on the phone rather than speakerphone? It's echoing too much. I heard Shona saying that she was before me. If she wants to go, let her go ahead.
No, go on, Lizette. You were before me, but I was supposed to be before Chris, I believe.
Okay.
Go on.
Anyway, it's a very sad thing that people in Pacifica see it right to break straightforward, unequivocal rules, as in the case of WPFW. The rules are there for a particular reason, and rules are basically to ensure that when there's a quarrel, people know what the rule of the game is. Secondly, I think it is, if we're talking about an alternative voice, an alternative way of doing things, then going to court to me shouldn't be an option, although I understand it. So what I'm saying, if there's another option other than going to court, I do not think we should be going there. And in the case of WPFW, I believe that it would have suited the persons who were daring the PNB by, we have the ballots, get it how you want. To go to court on that premise would have actually invited a big hullabaloo, press release, television, and God knows what. And so I think if the PNB is certain that the rules are broken, then they should implement those rules. And after all, the LSBs are, by the rules, committees of the PNB. And I get a little bit uneasy with the artificial distinction people try to make between a committee of the board and delegate, what they call it again? Delegate assembly. Whatever you call it. To me, it's very artificial. You're either committee of the board or you are not. Because if you're on the same level, then all the 24 members of the LSB should be on the PNB. And to make that distinction to the extent that the LSBs can choose whether they comply with the rule or not, and then to defy the ruling of the PNB doesn't make sense to me. And I want to add something more. Billy Ray and I were two people at the very first election who campaigned on total autonomy for our station, for our stations. We were criticized, and I believe I for sure lost some votes for that. We were the minority voice, and now we have a situation where we have to comply with the majority that we are not autonomous. Now we want to follow the rules. Other people who didn't want to be autonomous don't see it fair to follow the rules. And for too long, the PNB has sat idly by and allowed WPFW to do as it likes. And the time has come when the message should be sent very clear that these rules will and the ruling of the PNB will be adhered to. And the third option that we have, other than implementing, is to... Sorry?
Okay, let me know when we have a quorum.
I beg your pardon?
Sharna, please. Finish what you're saying, Lizette.
The third option is to not allow the reps to participate. And I think that's a good one, even if it includes me.
Okay. Sharna.
What was Shona's thing I'd like to hear?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Someone came to... I'm in the conference room because we have a 7 o'clock meeting here and someone came to...
All right, okay, okay.
First of all, I don't know where to start. First of all, I'm appalled that there's so much concern about an LSV not taking direction to a policy or a motion when the PNB itself has been violating all kinds of policies, procedures of Pacifica, which is what I want to speak to when I get to my motion. So, you know, it's a little bit shocking to me that there's so much concern about LSV's not taking direction, but the PNB is not taking direction from the stated requirements. In terms of the specific remedy that people are suggesting, this is against the bylaws. You cannot willy-nilly remove delegates from the PNB. There are specific procedures. I mean, talk about lawsuits. That will be a lawsuit. Ted suggested something that, to me, is in the spirit of Pacifica. We have a situation in Pacifica that everybody knows where there is a majority and minority faction right now. It's probably always going to be the case. So what do we do? Duke it out? Or we try and talk, set up a committee of people that are not in the midst of this battle to try and mediate this. Find out why the KPFK LSB is not abiding by the, quote, direction. That's the first process that should be done in Pacifica. Mediators are very helpful. If any of you involved in union disputes, a good mediator can really help the process. I don't understand why we aren't even discussing Ted's suggestion, which is more in the spirit of Pacifica than figuring out how to punish people who don't follow orders.